I think it's time House said something. Like, he is just too silent. He is too detached. And I'm not saying that he's got to change personality and throw fastballs and barbs like his dad, because he's much more composed. He's just a completely, he's his anti-George, really. Right. But don't you think there comes a point, now maybe, listen, maybe they avert this because they won last night. Maybe they sweep the Twins, it gets healthy, whatever. I still believe that people should be put on notice by Hal, in however he wants to do it, his own way, not overly bombastic. Don't you think that the Yankee owner at some point needs to say something?
Well, I know we have some fun with it and joking around about the King Cohen stuff, but I like hearing from him. At least it's showing, like, hey, I know what's going on here. I don't have to love it, but I still believe in this team. At least acknowledging it to a certain extent. Yeah, I'd like to hear from Hal. Now, again, like, we'd like to hear, like, yeah, you know what? If this continues, we're going to change everything from top to bottom, blah, 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 blah. You're not going to get that, but at least some kind of addressing the fans, you know, forget the media, but addressing the fan base. Yes. So they know, like, hey, this type of play is, however he wants to do it, his own way. We know what George, with the missive, that Mike and Chris used to have fun with the missives all the time. Like, we know we'd get something from him, and it would basically be, hey, this is unacceptable, what's going on, whatever it may be.
Yeah, or Mike would actually rattle the paper.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of in-between there.
Correct.
Just say it just make you feel like, I know it's a rational.
Well, they just know that you have a pulse.
All right.
I mean, that you're watching what we're watching.
I know. Now, we know that he is.
I understand that.
But there is something that makes us feel better about it when he at least acknowledges it, even in a benign way like Cohen did with the Mets.
It's so true. And think about this. When I was off that first show, your theme was basically culture and accountability.
Yeah.
And a statement like that really satisfies both. It's a culture of expectation, and when you address it, you're addressing it because it's not being met. And again, you say it in your own style. You don't have to be a lunatic, like not how you or I would say it if we owned the team, or even, you know, George back in the day. But you say it, and then you put everybody on notice in your own way. It's an expectation thread. I don't know why he is always so reticent to do that. He never does that.
Yeah, it's just maybe just not in him.
I wish it was.
And that's why kind of before, just to tie it all in before we get back to the calls here, at some point, there's got to be some acknowledgement from the Yankee hierarchy that understands that even with the result of getting the World Series a year ago, big picture, even with the consistent success, for the most part, something is just not working. And I get the feeling that if it, you remember, you were saying this when we first were together a couple years ago, bleed out. If they miss the postseason, that's kind of like bleeding out. And I don't think they would get a pass this time. I don't know that. I don't know what they're thinking as far as Cashman goes. And I'm talking about Cashman. I'm not talking about Boone. Like, until you change Cashman and then let whoever comes in reassess everything, including maybe more specifically the analytical department, nothing's going to change. I if they miss the postseason, I get the feeling that maybe Hal on ownership would be more likely to make a change.
And by the way, Sal, it's not just like a pound of flesh. I don't need my owner stomp at a table. Yeah. It's not even for the theatrical aspect of it. It just, you know, when we talk about how far the Yankees are from what they were, and there was just a gold standard, and if it wasn't met, there was instant repercussion. Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of speaking to it in your own tone and in your own way, it reinforces that you are still the Yankees. Like, when the Yankees are dry, I know they won last night. Fantastic. I'm happy, but I don't think that changes the big picture for me at all. But when they're drowning for the last couple of years in the middle of the season every year for months, and nothing is said, I just don't understand it, and I don't agree with it.
Yeah, I'd like to have some kind of something from Hal here, whether it's on X or whether it's to the media. 888, or you want to call us at 888-808-1019. Marcelo is calling from Miami. What's up, Marcelo?
How's it going, Style? Love the show. Listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm feeling kind of like you when it comes to the Mets, but I don't really have the positivity that you have. And I wish I could be that way as a fan, because listening to you, I know you're like that with the Knicks, the Mets. But this season is reminding me of 2007, and it's really not a good thing. When we had to fire Willie Randolph and bring in Jerry Manuel for some kind of a change. And that season, even though there was a change, it didn't end well. It was the worst collapse ever. And feeling that way, it's not a good thing. And I don't know. This is just making me remember the other day when you said Lindor was going to be the best shortstop of all time. And I'm like, what?
Who said that?
No, that was Hoff. That wasn't Sal.
I was like, I didn't say that.
Well, we did.
And thanks for the call, Marcelo. We appreciate you checking in. Appreciate the kind words. You know, I hate taking these days off because I'm getting texts like, yesterday I'm getting a text from the ghost pest control guys. I told you they do some of the. Dude, I've had some issues there. Oh my God.
You had a snake a month ago. What'd you have, a raccoon the other day?
Yeah, the house just smelled like raccoon. Anyway,
they're telling you to get out. Go back to Long Island.
So, you're not kidding. A skunk, right? What I said, raccoon skunk.
Yeah,
so
right.
They were texting me the other day, like Arizona State. And I'm like, this is yesterday. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not. And then they're like, oh, I thought maybe you were sick or something like that. I was like, no, it was BT. I don't know.
Pat Murphy, of course. No, I was giving him. I love the way the Brewers play.
So then maybe
I was saying that they play collegiately, and I said Notre Dame, and I think I said Florida State. So it was Arizona State.
I believe
and
so,
because
one of the guys, Zach, played at Arizona State, whatever it was. Yeah. So I'm like, no, I'm off. And now you get Marcelo saying that I said Lindor's the greatest shortstop ever.
Yeah.
That was Hoff. I didn't say that.
Ask him. He said
Come
it.
Come on. No, I didn't say that. But back to the point, CBT, this is kind of who I was addressing before. He referenced 2007.
Mm-hmm.
This is not 2007. Like, the Mets aren't, they didn't have a huge division lead, 17 games to go with seven game lead with 17 games to go. That's not what's happening. If anything, I think we could see the reverse of 2007, where the Mets can catch the Phillies, where it seems right now like it's impossible for the Phillies to lose the NL East. That's how it feels. We all feel it. We're all watching it. We're all living it together. Right now, 6-game lead and getting worse by the day for the Mets, as far as 6-game deficit, getting worse by the day for the Mets, it seems like it's an impossibility they could win the NL East. Things change quickly. All of a sudden, the Mets go on a heater. The Phillies lose 4 out of 5. And then what? Now you're right back in the thick of things and season back on, division back on. So, no, I don't see the comparisons at all to 2007 with this group.
I don't disagree. Although, you know, listen, I don't. I'm actually with you. But I was looking at the 2007 stats, like, and it means nothing in terms of collapses or what this team might do. But, I mean, I did like that lineup better. I mean, obviously, David Wright was fantastic. Delgado had a good season. Beltran was a stud. Not that it really matters. Reyes was obviously terrific. I agree. I think the Mets could win this division. I don't think that they will, but I'm not like...
But even if they don't, it's not 07-like.
No, I'm with you. I'm not reaching for the tombstone and saying that the Mets will lose 19 of 25 and languish to an 81-81 finish. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying, specific to both teams, is I don't think either team's good enough to win the World Series.
That's fair enough.
All I'm saying.
And that's a different conversation. Think about it this way.
Or get there, by the way.
Okay, fair enough. Think about it this way, as it pertains to the division. Did anybody expect the Mets to win the division going into the year?
I'd have to double-check the odds. The Mets were around... No, I mean, the Braves were supposed to be a lot
Braves
better.
And Phillies.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Okay, like, now I'm not absolving that. Hey, go win the division. They want to win the division. I want to see them win the division. It's not just let's get in and see what can happen here. No, they want to go win the division. Well, go do it. Show us that you're big boys. Now, where I would say the comparisons to 07 is that after the 07 collapse, they needed to break up the core of that team, and they never did.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't make the postseason this year, and I'll take it a step further, even if they make the postseason but get ousted quickly, I would not be patient running it back with the same group of guys again. McNeil out, Alonso out. I'd trade Nimmo for whatever I could. And if I could move Lindor, I would. Soto's the only thing I would keep and try to build it around him. But I would be aggressive in cleaning house, because now it's not just 1 year. It's that this team can't look the Braves in the face. Remember, 2022, they got beat.
I remember
it
all.
Last year, even the postseason run, they were going
to... That was the year Chris Bassett really pitched the only good game down there in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, Bassett. They still had DeGrom, Bassett, and Scherzer at the time.
Yep.
But either way, like Lindor, Alonso, McNeil, Nimmo, that core got punked again by the Braves. So I just... Let's see how it plays out. It's August 12th. There's plenty of time here.
Would you like the updated odds, or should I save? You know, I'm going to save this for both the Yankees. We do this from time to time here with PT and Sal. The updated odds in terms of projected win totals, projected winning percentage for division, and playoff viability. I got them.
All right, and when we come back, we'll do a little bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie with Hoffy. Make sure you decide, you know, you decipher whose voice is who here. BT, me, and then Hoff. Don't put us on the line here if Hoff's saying anything crazy in his bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. We'll do that when we come back.